KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The turnout was very low for a special local option sales tax election held in Casey and Stewart Tuesday. A petition to hold a revote in those two communities on a renewal of the penny sales tax had been presented to the Adair County Board of Supervisors in mid-May following a countywide vote held earlier that same month. None of the 10 possible voters in Casey turned out for the election, and only 75 out of 465 possible votes were cast in Stewart, where the measure passed by a vote of 55 to 20. The total voter turnout, including absentees, was just under 16%. If the voters in Stewart had failed to renew the tax, the city would have been out about $42,000 in annual revenue, while the city of Casey stood to lose just $650. In Casey, the proceeds from that tax would have been directed toward the street repairs and improvements, and in Stewart, the monies will be directed to the general fund. An extension of the 7-year local option tax will go into effect beginning January 2012 in Stewart, Adair, Bridgewater, Fontenelle, Orient, and Greenfield. News time is 7:07.
You can't accurately predict the weather, nor can you count on when or how long your window of opportunity will be. So when it's time to make hay, you want hay equipment that cuts hay fast in a way that allows fast drying and a baler that makes tight, weather-resistant bales that are tender enough that your livestock will eat the whole bale. You want hay equipment from New Holland.
Our customers appreciate New Holland's 7450 Dismore conditioner with its 13-foot cutting width and 10-foot conditioning rolls that get the hay down and dry in a short order. And with New Holland's BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with saggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center that livestock won't eat at all.
With the unpredictable weather we've had, isn't it time you made the move to New Holland Hay Equipment? Right now you can choose from a number of used models as well as new equipment, and there's attractive financing on all of it. Call today, Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland Hay Equipment dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
Police in Red Oak are investigating a reported residential break-in. Officials say someone entered the home of Ronald Lee Johnson on Tuesday and took several tools. Among the missing items was 3 air impact wrenches, a large toolbox, several craftsman wrenches, impact sockets, and a pipe wrench. Anyone with information on that burglary is asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500. The city of Grant was recently named a best practices member by the Iowa Municipalities Workers' Compensation Association. In order to achieve the honor, Grant showed a commitment to adopt and implement rigorous safety standards that not only help to contain workers' compensation costs, but ultimately benefit its overall operations. The best practices program was developed to recognize and reward members for meeting best practices in the area of underwriting claims and loss control. Before its August 1st council meeting, Grant received a monetary award to be used to further enhance safety programs, as well as a plaque acknowledging the achievement. Most of Grant's volunteer fire department was present for the presentation, as the recognition especially highlights the safety programs in place with that department. A woman from Corning was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a warrant issued late last month out of Cass County. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports 27-year-old Shannon K. Klaser was taken into custody just after 2:15 p.m. Klaser was found guilty by the court on July the 6th for driving while her license was suspended, canceled, or revoked. The incident which led to her arrest occurred in June. Klaser was brought to the Adams County Jail, posted bond, and given a date to appear in Cass County District Court. Police in Atlantic said yesterday that 2 area men were arrested Monday. 20-year-old Blaine Kearney of Walnut was taken into custody for driving while suspended, and 21-year-old David Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for public intoxication. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said yesterday an arrest occurred late Monday night following a traffic stop. 28-year-old Casey Seth Coase of Brayton was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. following a traffic stop on Highway 71 in Brayton. Coase was charged with operating while intoxicated, second offense, and he was brought to the Audubon County Jail, posted bond, and was released. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning here in Atlantic. The board will discuss and possibly act on a loan of up to $555,000. To fund the Northwest Sewer and Waterline Extension Project. That includes making a determination of where the loan should come from and the exact dollar amount of that loan. During their meeting last Friday, the supervisors adopted a resolution calling for the county to enter into a loan agreement. for the purposes of planning, undertaking, and carrying out the project, which is located in the Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area. The Board of Supervisors meeting begins at 9 a.m. And members of the Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning as well in Greenfield. And during the session at 9 o'clock, the board will receive and discuss correspondence from the DNR with regard to an animal feeding operation complaint. The board will also discuss a manure management plan update and a correction to that plan. They'll also hear from Cass Adair County Engineer Charles Marker, who will discuss a petition for road rock in a section of Jackson Township and then act on a resolution to set public hearing for road closures and a reclassification of a road. The meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the supervisor's boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse. News time is 7:12.
You can't accurately predict the weather, nor can you count on when or how long your window of opportunity will be. So when it's time to make hay, you want hay equipment that cuts hay fast in a way that allows fast drying and a baler that makes tight, weather-resistant bales that are tender enough that your livestock will eat the whole bale. You want hay equipment from New Holland.
Our customers appreciate New Holland's 7450 Dismore conditioner with its 13-foot cutting width and 10-foot conditioning rolls that get the hay down and dry in a short order. And with New Holland's BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with saggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center that livestock won't eat at all.
With the unpredictable weather we've had, isn't it time you made the move to New Holland Hay Equipment? Right now you can choose from a number of used models as well as new equipment, and there's attractive financing on all of it. Call today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland Hay Equipment dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
In the funeral announcements, 82-year-old Lucy Gatow of Council Bluffs died Sunday. Funeral services for Lucy Gatow will be today at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 95-year-old Wanda Barrett of Panora died Monday. Funeral services for Wanda Barrett will be on Thursday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. 79-year-old Irene Crozier of Coon Rapids died Sunday. Funeral services for Irene Crozier will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. 62-year-old Burdell Hansen of Audubon died Sunday. Funeral services for Burdell Hansen will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. 77-year-old Dorothy Ann Hansen of Atlantic died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dorothy Ann Hansen will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 90-year-old Irma Blakely of Cranston, Rhode Island, died Sunday. Graveside services for Irma Blakely will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 81-year-old Patricia Ann Ursham Keating of Casey died Sunday. Funeral services for Patricia Keating will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. James George Kearns of Stewart died Friday in Minnesota. A gathering of friends and family visitation for James Kearns will be held Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And 92-year-old Wilma Billy McGill Inhofe of Woodbine and formerly of Atlantic died Sunday in Missouri Valley. Funeral services for Wilma Billy McGill Inhofe will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fouts Funeral Home in Woodbine. Graveside services will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.